Officials from the Military, Indian Health Service, Veterans Affairs, and the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services have been traveling Alaska to find ways to improve federal delivery of healthcare services, particularly in rural Alaska. Last week, they visited Anchorage, Fairbanks, Kotzebue, the Kenai Peninsula, and Nome, and villages in northwest and southwest Alaska. Jacqueline Estes of member station KMBA has more.
Veterans Affairs Assistant Secretary for Congressional and Legislative Affairs Joan Evans says the country has 24 million veterans. 8 million are enrolled with the VA and 5 million use VA benefits. That's about 20% of the people eligible, a trend, she says, that seems to hold true for Alaska as well.
We've learned a tremendous amount walking throughout the villages, learning about veterans who may not know about the benefits that they've been entitled to based on their honorable service.
Veterans are eligible for a wide range of benefits, everything from health care and help with home loans to hiring preference. Alaska Native Brotherhood Grand President Willard Jackson is a tribal council member for Ketchikan Indian Corporation, which provides local health services. He says VA benefits help tribal health organizations stretch their limited budgets and improve services. As a volunteer, he helps veterans access VA benefits.
I talk to men and women that have served in the service. I help them process their claims with the VA, whether that be pension, whether that be compensation, service-connected or non-service-connected. Everyone's eligible one way or another.
Evans says the VA sees a need to place a full-time coordinator in Alaska to help reach out to veterans and educate them about benefits. Begich says in addition to more outreach, the VA should consider pilot programs. For instance, he would like to see the VA integrate its systems with others that are available in rural Alaska.
If a veteran is out in a small village and there's a clinic across the street run by maybe the tribal consortium, they don't have to fly all the way to Anchorage to get the physical that they need. They can go right across the street from a very highly qualified service center, get the physical, and then have the VA reimburse them rather than having to fly everywhere to try to figure out where their services are.
A VA network director, James Floyd of the Creek Nation of Oklahoma, works with the secretary of the VA to establish an Office of Tribal Government Relations. He says agencies are working to increase their capabilities, but there are some things that veterans need and federal agencies cannot provide.
Well, one thing that I think is very important is the sense of family and community, the resolve that people have. You know, I think that's universal throughout Indian country, communities that can come together or families that can come together and be strong is a great support for people and helps sustain, especially the veterans in coming back home.
VA staff told a group of health care providers from across Alaska that they work with the Department of Defense on a daily basis so people can move from active duty to veteran status more smoothly and so that benefits such as health care will be better coordinated. Senator Begich formed the groups, which are to report their findings to Congress by September 23rd. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.